All right. If Tamara, if you will post that proposal on screen.
So which number is it?
This is proposal 8.
8, okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Would you read the proposal, Tamara?
Yes. The issue that all only meetings catering for underrepresented or disadvantaged groups, for instance, LGBTQ plus and people of color, as well as single sex spaces, women only, men only, be listed on the WSO meetings website. In line with tradition 4, we request that the autonomy of such only meetings in determining how they wish to be listed be respected. In keeping with tradition 9, we also ask that the principle of non-organization in ACA be observed.
Thank you. Okay. We will start with a 3-minute presentation by the submitting group. Whoever is from the submitting group and is going to be giving that 3-minute presentation, please raise your hand. There were several submitting groups. Is there a delegate from any of those groups in attendance? Okay. There does not seem to be a delegate from those groups in attendance. So we will skip the 3 minutes and we will add time on to the general delegate discussion. As a result, we will take 30 minutes for delegate discussion on this proposal. 1 minute each if you need extra time because you have English is your second language or you have another accommodation, please let us know, then you will get 90 seconds. I'm going to repeat the request for please keep the traditions in mind and civility, respect, and so on. You can respond to another person's comment, but please do not insult or shame anyone. Each person is entitled to their own opinion, but in having your opinion, you do not have to minimize someone else's opinion. Okay. All right. Then let me set my own timer here. So I said 30 minutes.
Mary Jo, there's yes. A request for the proposal to be screen shared, please.
Yes, thank you. Tamara, please keep it on the screen then. Thank you. And as we said before, if we have a parliamentarian who, if he feels that there is commentary that is out of order, he will verbally give a warning, and if the person doesn't stop, the mic will be cut off.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Deep breath, everybody, and you can raise your hands. Tamara, it's changed the screen. Okay. You can raise your hands and we will start the discussion. Okay. All right. Again, 1 minute and up to 1 minute rather, and more time if you request for an accommodation. All right. We'll start with Kathy from California 937.
Thank you. The meeting that I represent finds it very important that there would be only meetings available as an option for ACA members. And I don't need to speak any longer than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And a reminder, please do not repeat things that have already been said, if possible. Next is Christopher from Region 5.
Thank you. All of the programs that I'm part of always permit only meetings. If there's a women's meeting and I am not able to participate in that because they want to save space, I'm okay with that. Totally okay with that. Thanks.
Thank you, Christopher. Next is Scott from California 1495.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to start by saying semantics matter, and following in the AA tradition, I think it's better to call these special interest meetings as opposed to only meetings. Seemingly ironically, the spirit of special interest meetings is to create an opportunity for more inclusion by creating safe spaces for like-minded individuals to form groups that attract underrepresented individuals. So the purpose of these groups is not exclusion, since members who do not share in the special interest have plenty of other options. Specifically, my group represents the LGBTQIA community. ACA's literature includes discussion of not just self-love, but also romantic love, sexuality, and gender. And these can often be discussion topics in meetings. In the LGBT community, we find ourselves having to code our sharing in most meetings to conform to the heteronormative norm. This prevents us from the same kind of healing we would get from special interest groups.
Thank you, Scott. Next is Megan from California 1089.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, thank you, everyone. Megan, my pronouns are she and her, and I'm an adult child. So I totally support the spirit of this proposal. However, I disagree with the way it is worded. Of course, when we already have special interest group meetings, and we should continue to have them. So we don't need a new I only have a few seconds. So my concern is that I believe this proposal violates tradition 4, which states that each group is autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or ACA as a whole. And the way that a group is listed on the website affects ACA as a whole. For example, there could be a women's group that decides it wants to be cisgender women only, which would be excluding transgender women, which I think would be violation of tradition 5, carrying the message as our primary purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Next is Tara from Intergroup 605.
Thank you so much. My name is Tara from Intergroup representing Colorado. I had a lot of reach out from groups in my state requesting that I support this proposal. There's a lot of voices wanting that safe space, particularly some women's groups and LGBTQ groups that really want that safe space. And I believe that in ACA, having that safe space is very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Next is Amber from Web 0796.
Thank you. My group is in favor of this proposal, and considering whether only meetings are an outside issue, I ask, does ACA seek to address the effects of intergenerational trauma? Have I experienced lasting harm from people outside of my family, and have I harmed others as a result of the patterns of thinking and behaving I learned from my parents? I've also asked myself, if I've caused harm as a result of acting out on laundry list traits, is it possible that I've also harmed others as a result of stereotypes passed to me by my parents and society? Is it possible that although I meant well, I've said things that had a negative impact despite my positive intent? I support having meetings that are safe spaces that don't include me. I know that I have reacted defensively when marginalized people have talked about being harmed by members of the group that I'm part of. I've reacted defensively when my well-meaning but uninformed or unexamined statements have caused harm. As a member of a majority group, my presence in meetings for BIPOC folks or other marginalized groups I'm not a member of can hinder members' willingness to share openly about things that impact their recovery. For those reasons, my group supports the autonomy of only meeting groups to decide what is right for them.
Thank you, Amber. Next is Stephen from Intergroup 630.
Hi, thank you all for sharing. This is a wonderful topic. The Intergroup supports this this measure. Personally, I agree with, I'm sorry if I forget your name, Scott, that it would be a, instead of an only meeting, it's a directed meeting. I may have a, unique perspective. I don't know. There was no men's meeting in my area. So I started a men's meeting, and that meeting ended up spinning off into an additional meeting, which was a gay men's meeting. And so now, you know, two meetings, because I wanted two meetings were available. I also have a unique experience, but years ago I was working at a remote location and was out in the wilderness and totally emotional wreck. And I totally needed a meeting. And I looked online. That's back then you had to dial in. And I found a meeting. There was a meeting happening right now, right close to me. And I went and I walked into the church and the group said, can we help you? And I said, ACA meeting? They said, yeah, but it's a women's stag meeting. And I was excluded. I felt really bad. Luckily for me, I was taken care of by a sister who had fellowship with me. So there's my story. Thank you. And I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay, next is Julianne from Web 0701.
Thank you. I believe it is possible to maintain safe spaces for meetings without gatekeeping. The We Agnostics community is for atheists, agnostics, freethinkers, humanists, those who struggle with what a higher power could be or might be, or if they even want one. And we have never closed the doors to anyone because of the traditions. However, what I have found is in 2 years, we've only had one person show up and proselytize to us. So I believe it is possible to maintain a safe space without having to gatekeep and exclude people. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. Next is Marcus from California 218.
Yes, could I have the ability to post? I wanted to post a link to a survey the Diversity and Inclusion Committee of our intergroup, the Greater East Bay Intergroup, did about these type of meetings. So if I could have that, I would post that in the chat.
So Marcus, if you post that to a person, you can post that on Slack because...
Okay. Yeah. I also had comments, I guess, if I could... do that then. I did post it on Slack. Yes, I did, but I was wanting to post it here. Our intergroup voted unanimously yes on this and tasked people to make comments in support of it. I went to four meetings total that voting on proposals, all of them unanimously in support of this resolution. I think this is clearly a way that ACA can heal from trauma that's social trauma, from racism and sexism, et cetera, and that this is really a necessary and I think a wonderful way of expansion of our program.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to go a little bit out of order to people we haven't heard from as often. Lynn from Canada 332.
Thank you. Our group, it believes that it's really important that as a group, ACA on a whole has a broad-based inclusive space for everyone. And we'd like to see, on top of this, more Indigenous input and the capability for that. So it's really important that there be a space to share openly without prejudice for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm going to go to, have more and more comments. I'm going to go to Darren from Web 0256. I don't think we've heard from you before. Rarely? Go ahead.
Hi, thank you to everyone doing service. And I'm Darren, adult child. All of the meetings that I've been to that have done these questions, some BIPOC and some not, we're all in favor of this. And I feel also that the current climate where a lot of meetings benefited from Zoom also had a negative response of all the Zoom bombings and all of that sort of stuff, which had impacted on the safety of the meetings that I was at, both in this fellowship and other fellowships that I do service in. But yeah, it was a unanimously voted to have this safe space for the meetings I went to. Thanks.
Thank you, Darren. Michelle from Web 0111.
Hi, this is Michelle from Wisconsin. I just feel that the background on this motion is very important. Even though the group did not show up to present, I think it's vital to show what the board has already investigated and why this motion came up in the first place. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm going to go to Alex from Web 0759.
Hi, this is Alex Adult-Child. I am first-time newcomer or a delegate, and I want to share as an Asian American that, especially in this current climate, the identification is really important, especially for newcomers. And having these specialized spaces really helps as that newcomer come and finds like a safe space. And it's absolutely important. Just want to share that.
Thank you.
There's been a request for whoever sharing to increase the magnification of the proposal, please.
People can increase that themselves by sliding the scale over, but you're right, it could be a little bit larger. Camera, if you could do that. Thank you. Okay, next is Brad from California 959. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for having me speak. I think it's important to have the wording of this correct. I believe in these special interest meetings for safety, but there needs to be enough latitude in the wording of this motion when it comes out that the people in IT or other things can use their common sense. So if there's vulgar words or things that are just really out of line, we can't just say any way you want to describe yourself is okay, because it's not, because we're a community and we have to maintain respect on there. So I'm just hoping people keep that in mind. I know some people may say that the posting and so forth have made mistakes about in the past, which is right, because we've been imperfect and we have developed systems now to really try to be as maximum inclusive. But please don't put us in a situation where we're having to follow a directive that's going to make us feel really uncomfortable to post something wrong.
All
right. I'm going to move. Okay,
Patty,
Web 0515. Hey, all. Patty ACA here. Thank you all very much for being here. I represent Web 0515. Safe spaces for Asians, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and South Asians. We are based in Oakland, the Bay Area, in California, in the United States. And in the spirit of, I'm representing my group, and in spirit of tradition one, to allow for a healthy common welfare of the fellowship of ACA as a whole, and to provide the unity of the ACA fellowship as a whole, which requires participation, we are keeping with providing a safe space for us to have recovery. We guide those who identify outside of our description, we provide guidance to find other meetings, and we invite them to keep coming back to the program and acknowledge, thank you, that they practice good allyship. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Next is Web 0529, Nadira.
Hi, I'm Nadira, an adult child, and I support this proposal. I'm the delegate for Web 0529, Racial and Emotional Sobriety, and we acknowledge racial trauma and colonization and its effects on my family and other BIPOC families as a part of the ACA framework. My first experience in an ACA meeting was one in which out of maybe 15 people, myself and one other person, were the only BIPOC attendees. It made me less comfortable in sharing and really jumping into my recovery. When I first started working the steps, I worked with a fellow traveler who was white, and in sharing some of my stuff forward with her and the things that I've experienced, the way that she reacted to me telling her these things did not make me safe, however much I may have enjoyed her company. BIPOC meetings have allowed me to have a more comprehensive understanding of my childhood trauma and make significant progress in a world and space where I would not have otherwise. Thanks.
Thank you, Nadira. Next is Judy from California 1515.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Judy, old-timer ACA with a beginner's mind. I'm in Ohlone land, otherwise known as San Francisco, and a colonization trauma survivor. I represent the Friday night Asian American Pacific Islander South Asian meeting. We support safe spaces necessary for us to claim our voices and become audible and visible to all. We count. We are here, our voices are being heard, and we are here to intervene on the transgenerational trauma that is hundreds of years old. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, next is Charlie from Virginia 092.
Thanks, Mary Jo. My meeting VA 092 supports this motion. I do too. I actually think after being a part of this discussion for a year, I think it's very thoughtfully written in that it protects the rights of underrepresented and disadvantaged groups without opening the door to something that could have almost a hate message of white, a white only meeting, for instance. I think that's really good. And then lastly, I am a little concerned if we go the direction of softening this to special interest meetings, because I think that could leave vagueness as to whether a group can't say only, and I believe in keeping with the reasoning at the end of this motion or this issue, we should respect the right of groups to use an only standard if that's what's going to protect the space that needs protecting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. Next is Mike from Massachusetts 0076.
Hi, Mike from Mass 0076, and I know that our group supports this measure, even though, at least as far as I know, none of us have sought out other, what I'm hearing being called special interest groups, which sounds and feels to me a bit condescending. I think that one person's special disinterest is a great opportunity for them to work on accepting differences. I don't see, it doesn't present a problem for me or anyone in any of my mass groups, the idea that there are other groups where minority populations feel more comfortable. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Next is Carlos from Web 0707.
Hi, Carlos here, ACA Every Day, representing Web 0707, Loving Parent Guidebook, BIPOC meeting. My group is in support of proposal number 8. Suffice it to say that my personal recovery did not begin until I found a BIPOC space where I was able to feel safe and able to work my recovery from the perspective of a victim of intergenerational trauma, but also racial trauma. Racial trauma is not an outside issue. It is a personal issue. It is an I perspective, and it's something that should be protected. And not having these meetings, not having them within the terms of only meetings, not being able to use that as a protection and a statement of what experience is for BIPOC people and LGBTQ people, is saying that we are equal, but we are separate. And the goal, I believe, here is to say that we are together in our recovery. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Next is Megan from California 1089.
Hi, Megan, adult child. I've already spoken on this issue. May I make a second comment?
Well, actually, yeah, since there is no one else in line, go ahead. And then, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. I just want to say I get the feeling from all of the shares that people seem to think this is creating something new. And it's not. Proposal 8 is not creating something new that doesn't already exist. We already have and should have only meetings for LGBTQ+, for BIPOC and other populations who, for the purposes of safety, for carrying the message, which is Tradition 5, our primary purpose. The only thing the Proposal 8 is doing that is new is saying that each group will get to call itself how whatever it wants to be called, however it wants to be listed on the website. That's the only thing that is new about this. We already have only groups. We should have them. I'm fully in support of them. My own home meeting is a women's only group. What I object to is that by saying that each group gets to decide how it's listed on the website, I believe that is a violation of a serious, dangerous violation of Tradition 4, because each group is autonomous except in matters affecting ACA as a whole. And if a women's group, for example, does not allow trans women, or a men's group does not allow gay men, that is, I believe, a violation of Tradition 5, because you can't carry the message if you're alienating marginalized people. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Next is Vivian from Web 0633. Viviana. Okay. Go ahead, Viviana. If you're speaking, we can't hear you. Okay, I'll call on you again if I can. Okay, next is, I'm going to call on Claire from Web 0721.
Hi. Look, just briefly, the sense of this, part of this I love about attraction to people relating and are the same, but there's another part of it that is, that feels exclusive, and I don't like that. I would like to be able to go to any meeting. I would like to go to a POC meeting, but I actually feel excluded. So that's an issue for me, I suppose. It just brings up a lot, I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. Next is Christine, Connecticut 112.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I'm not sure all the delegates are aware of this, and I'm more than happy to be corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe that WSO within the last year did delist a meeting that said that it was heterosexual men only. And issues have been raised about whether or not certain listings are discriminatory and or possibly illegal. I don't think that applies, by the way, to the current proposal. But I wanted our fellowship to be aware that there has been controversy, and that's one of the reasons why. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Next is Brad from Oklahoma 025. Go ahead, Brad. If you're speaking, we can't hear you. Brad H. Okay. I'm going to move then to Barb from California 1340.
I lost it. Oh, there it is. Hi, everyone. Sorry, this is Barb from California 1340. I just wanted to reiterate what's written on the original proposal document we received, because there have been questions around this. So under resources implementation, it says, we believe that the implementation of this proposal is straightforward. Meetings that approach WSO to be listed as only spaces on the adultchildren.org website and register with WSO should be able to do so, provided that such meetings are not unlawful. We believe that such an approach embraces the diversity that is the ACA community while protecting vulnerable groups. So I just wanted to highlight that reading for folks to address the question around possible discrimination. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. If you have already spoken, I'm going to ask you to lower your hand because I can't tell anymore who hasn't spoken. Okay. And everybody kept their hand up, even those who have spoken.
Can we try to unmute Vivian again? I think she was the one that couldn't unmute before.
Okay. Yes. Vivian, web 0633. Okay.
Oh, sorry for not noticing that.
Okay. And again. Okay. It's not working. There we go.
Okay. You're unmuted, Vivian. If there's anything you can do on your end to unmute yourself locally, that would do it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go try once more for Brad H. We weren't able to connect before. Go ahead, Brad.
Thank you. If I may, as a delegate from OK025, my group supports meetings that are for men and women and for any other population. But my concern, or our concern, is that the tradition says the only requirement for membership in ACA is a desire to recover from the effects of childhood trauma. And restricting attendance at such meetings to that special population only seems to be a violation of that tradition. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Next is Karen. I don't think you've spoken to this one before, so go ahead.
Thank you. I have not spoken on this discussion before, and I appreciate the opportunity. I want to reiterate what was just said. I'm a big proponent of group autonomy. At the same time, if we allow meetings to list as only meetings, that is in violation of both Tradition 3 and Tradition 5 because it creates an exclusionary environment. And I find the idea abhorrent that somebody would be turned away from a meeting who is in desperate need of a meeting just because they don't meet the qualifications that are included within the only. So I am in opposition to the proposal as it is stated here. I would be able to accept an alternate motion regarding special interest groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Next is Carol from Region 2.
I want to say I do support this, but I'm confused about the last sentence in keeping with Tradition 9. So if anybody can explain that one, because I don't see that has anything to do with organization.
Okay, well, we'll address that possibly. Maybe somebody in chat can figure that out. Okay, next is B from Web 0717.
Hi, I'm the adult child, first-time delegate representing Web 0717. I'd just like to briefly talk about my experience of attending BIPOC meetings and what that has done for my recovery. There are things that I would never have linked to the trauma and the traits that I now exhibit on a daily basis. I'm a relative newcomer to the program. I would never have linked that back to racism and internalized racism had I not been able to attend BIPOC spaces. What this has done is it has opened my eyes to how that has contributed to the trauma that I've experienced as part of what brought me into this fellowship. And my fear is that people who aren't able, if we weren't able to experience only meetings, then that knowledge might not be brought to the fore and that might hinder our recovery. And I've just found it an incredible, thank you. And I've just found it an incredible experience.
Thank you, Bea. Time is up, but we'll give Viviana one more try to see if she can somehow get through. Okay, Viviana, you're unmuted and I still can't hear you. I'm sorry about that. Okay. All right. We're going to move forward then. And the first step in moving forward is to take a poll. And that is with the four choices. And the secretary, Tamara or Trish, do you have those four options, or I can put them?
This is the four options for them to choose from.
I have them on a slide, I think. Let me see if I can find it. I apologize for not being more prepared for that. Unless somebody else has it before me. Okay, this is something that I posted in chat earlier, but here, I'll do it again. I'll post it in chat, and the numbering is off again, or the lettering, but it's the best I can do for now so that you know what your choices are. The first option is that I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. Thank you, Brad. So he has the actual poll up, which is maybe easier to see. So that's the first one. The second one is more information is needed. I prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC. The third one is I would like a motion to be crafted to delegate this matter to the ACA World Service Board for assessment and possible action that could be taken before the next ABC. Fourth is I do not support the ballot proposal in any form. And fifth choice is an abstention. I abstain. Okay. There's two hands up. We're done with the discussion unless there's a point of information coming from Brad. We're done. Is there a point of information?
Yes. I inadvertently lowered Patty's hand when she had her hand up earlier.
Patty had an opportunity to speak. So we ran out of time to do more second comments. So thank you. I'm correct on that, Patty, right? You spoke early on. You didn't speak at all during that count. Okay.
I have a problem here that a person said, is it okay for me to speak twice? And you said, well, since no one else is in line, go ahead.
That's right. And then we had more people in line.
Please allow me to finish. I immediately raised my hand.
Yes.
And why was that one person allowed to speak twice and I was not? And frankly, I was expecting, you know, a certain sort of disrespect in this space, in this predominantly white space. And I feel highly offended. And it was inappropriate. I don't feel that you have the authority to make decisions that don't serve us.
My mistake was in letting someone speak twice at all, and I apologize for that. Once other hands were raised, people who had not spoken before, that superseded any right of a precedent I'd started to set with letting a second comment happen from anybody who'd already spoken. And I'm sorry if you felt insulted. That was not my intent.
It was inappropriate behavior. Okay. It was inappropriate to these proceedings.
Okay.
And I appreciate that, you know, I would appreciate that you would actually hear me and respect that.
I hear, okay. I hear you, Patty. I hear that you felt disrespected, and I am sorry.
Well, I didn't feel disrespected. I was disrespected in this proceed in the fellowship space.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I apologize for talking over you when you were trying to speak. And I will do better. That's all I can say. I apologize. All right. So we are next going to the vote. Okay. And the vote is the four choices that I've already read. And then, Brad, when you're ready for the poll.
I'm ready to launch. Launching now.
We'll go 2 minutes on this poll.
Okay.
That's 2 minutes.
Great, thank you. And stopping the poll now. And bringing up the results. And sharing my screen. Okay.
Okay, we have a clear choice with option number one, which is I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC. Okay, in light of that, then we will move to crafting a motion. But before we do that, we're going to take a 10-minute break. And that means we will be back, well, strictly speaking, we will be back at 3:29 Eastern Time. All right. Thank you.